The Democratic candidate currently leading in the California governor's race has a known history of being predatory towards women. And while it may be seen as politically expedient to sweep this under the rug, it is the wrong thing to do, and we know it. I worked on the Hill, I know many women who still do, and this message that I received yesterday is not unique. I have received others, and there are many women who have reached out to other political commentators and to reporters with their stories. This particular message follows the same pattern as the other allegations currently circulating. You know Eric Swalwell has slept with many of his interns and makes them all sign NDAs so they don't speak up, right? And when I was 19, he tried hitting on me and sliding into my DMs, and I have so many other friends that have similar experiences with him. Like I said, this message that I received is not an anomaly, it's part of a pattern. Other commentators have come forward, like this one, saying that no less than a dozen people have come forward to them alleging that Swalwell has had inappropriate relationships with young staffers for years. Lastly, I would not be surprised if we soon see many other folks come forward. Conversations that I have had suggest that creators who have heard these stories and women who have experienced it are currently sitting on the sidelines because they're afraid of retaliation, of not being able to work in this space anymore if they speak up. But I think as more people come forward, we will hear other voices coming in and echoing these allegations. So we need to deal with this and address this now.